Jordan Smith, 9:22 on the day. Overall, man, you were riding well, minus that off-track excursion. Take us through your day and the off-track excursion.
Yeah, the day was, it was okay. I struggled in practice. I always do here. Dude, this, like, the way they prep it here, dude, it's so tough to ride. Like, for me, whatever reason, dude, I just bury the bike. It is so hard not to bury the bike out there. So deep and so gnarly. It's like, you just can't explain, like, how gnarly it is to ride a track like this, like, lap after lap, unless you could, like, do it, you know? And you know, felt okay in practice. Just, I mean, I think I ended up, like, 13th, so about where I've been, or maybe even a little better. So got a good start, came out good start in the first moto, rode a solid race to 9th, felt good, felt strong going in the second moto, and came out with a really good start. Actually, didn't touch the front wheel till I was like almost to the first turn, so it was like perfect start. Came out second behind Jalik, and yeah, we just kind of motoing up there, and felt good, felt strong, and they watered the crap out of those like really hard packed areas, and it was really slick, and yeah, I just caught a little square edge bump, and it kicked the wheel out, and on that, like on the paddle tire, on the lean angle, it just lit it up, and shot, I mean, dead left into all the guys standing there. Clipped the club next guy, hopefully he's okay. And then last second saw the cables of the monster can that they have out there and the inflatable, and caught that and went down. Thankfully, I got all my fingers and my toes and I didn't get decapitated, but no, I was, got back up and had to take a pit stop and, you know, finished out 22nd. But I mean, happier with my riding, happy with my starts. I mean, that was a huge step in the right direction on the starts. I mean, at the beginning of the season, I was getting like 20, I would be coming out 20th, 25th, and today I came out 9th and 2nd, so a lot better.
Without the incident with the monster inflatable, this is probably gonna be your best result of the season. What have you been working on for this progression? It's still a new bike, there's still lots to do.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to work on everything, man, honestly. Like, I think we rode Tuesday, Wednesday this week, and I was just getting smoked. Like, I honestly was. Like, I was not riding good. I was struggling. And, like, I came in on my dude. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm trying my best I can. I'm trying to be smooth. I'm trying to do everything right. Like, I'm putting 110% effort in. Like, every time I touch the bike, off the bike, everything. Like, I'm doing everything I can, and it's just not working, you know? And struggled the rest of that day, and at the very end of the day I went out and I'm like, you know what, just screw it. Like, I don't care about not dabbing my foot and not, you know, like, that's just not my style, you know. And I've kind of been trying to ride like that, and I mean, the thing is at these tracks you kind of have to be like that because they are so gnarly, you know. But it's just getting the speed back, getting comfortable at that speed again. And I mean, a lot of it's line choice too, and they've been working super hard on the bike, like the whole team, Scuba, Jeremy, all the engine guys, Drew, suspension guy. I mean, everyone's been working really hard. And as you can see, we're getting off the gate a lot better these last few weeks. So we're finding little gains here and there. Still a work in progress, and we'll keep getting better.
Have you found it difficult staying positive with the struggles going on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a very positive person. Like, it's really hard for me to, like, get down on myself or, like, just be in a bad mood, especially, like, from riding. Like, especially since I've had my daughter, like, I haven't really, like, if I've had a bad day or whatever, like last summer, if I had a bad day, like, I didn't care, like, I give it 100%, but, like, it didn't bother me whenever I got home. But, like, these last couple weeks, like, I've been just so frustrated with myself, honestly. Like, I'm trying everything I can, I'm working so hard off the bike, I'm as fit as I've ever been, like, and I'm just not seeing the results. And, like, to me, it doesn't feel like a bike issue thing. Like, the bike needs to be way better. Like, can it be better? Yeah, of course it can be better. But, like, that doesn't feel like what's holding me back. Like, I just don't feel comfortable, like, going as fast as what some of the guys are going. And then whenever I am pushing super hard, I'm still not going that fast, you know? Like, I don't know if it's a line choice. I don't know if it's, like, a technique thing that I'm doing. And that's what's, like, really been throwing me for a curveball. It's, like, I just can't figure out, like, what I need to work on, you know, because it seems like everything I'm working on makes me go slower. So it's, like, just frustrating, you know. And it's like, I work too hard to be like happy about a 10th place finish, you know, and that's kind of where I've been these last few weeks. So we're going to keep pushing, though. I don't give up. I'm not a quitter. So we'll keep pushing and we'll get there.